Hi, Kim.
Good morning, Jill.
Hello, everyone. Kim and Jill here, one harmonic whole, with your
Ooh,
daily message.
oh, ah.
Oh, hi.
It's a great day to be alive. Yeah, that song just popped in my head. Interesting.
Nice.
I know the sun's, what is it? I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. I'm not a very good singer,
Yeah.
obviously, but you may know that song.
I do. That's a sweet song. What a nice song to kick off the week with.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that that one of all songs would pop in right then and there.
Yeah. It's
Interesting
Oha.
finding them.
Oha has an
Yeah,
energy to it that
it
I shared
does.
it with I shared it with a dear friend of mine this weekend, and I had just finished saying Oha, and both of us were giggling. We're not big gigglers. Like, we laugh and, enjoy each other, but we don't like break out into giggles regularly. And I was like, "Oh, ha!" And we were both giggling.
Great day to be alive. Oh my goodness. Who gave me the microphone? They're allowing us to speak. Look at this. They handed us the baton of the microphone world.
Isn't that, yeah, wonderful? What a privilege.
Yes.
Honor. Yeah.
So today, it's the energy's been weird out in the world. I'm just a very good word to describe it. It's just weird. But what I'm kind of getting directed on specific words, what to use, what not to use right now. what I'm being guided to share, there we go, with everyone. Whew. And if you don't know me, I tend to yawn when I'm getting messages. When I'm hearing your soul speak, when your soul is delivering messages to me, your higher self, universal energy, I tend to yawn. So I'm not tired or bored on this side at all. But I'm hearing right now is a wonderful time to sit back and use some discernment. The last time we were on here, we talked about being just being observant. Oh, we did. We talked about being in observation mode. Today they're going into discernment, and not making a decision right away. That was part of the observation, was just to sit back and observe, gather information. Basically, don't make a decision based out of emotions, but gather information. Today is like that discernment, that information, whew, that's coming in, using your really intuitive sense, your gut sense. If something feels weird, then there's something that's not quite right. Doesn't mean we need to jump in to make a decision. But there's been a lot of people, energies that are using feelings, Jill knows this very well, that are using feelings to get you to go over to one way or the other. So I'm seeing this extreme energy. And I'm going to pull out in regards to spirituality. With spirituality, we're getting this pull of be over here, be spiritual, be love and light. And if you come to our side, basically everything's perfect. Nothing ever goes wrong. It's beautiful. And then you have this other side that's more, well, actually, there's a few different areas in spirituality. Like, come over here, there is nothing. Like, when you pass away, you pass away, there's nothingness. You have this other side that you have to follow this strict rule book. So we have these poles, like, all over the place. None of them are wrong. None of them are 100% right either. But when you are getting into, say, a place, and I've been here, so I can pick on this then because I've been there. Okay. When it comes to spirituality, I was one way, and I still believe in a lot of the aspects of one way. Okay, and I have shifted, not really knowing the shift was even occurring, but I went to the side of everything's love and light. If you just do this, like everything in your life is perfect. You can manifest everything you want. Everything's just going to line up perfectly, and basically you don't have to do any work in the world. Like, it's just amazing. Wear this gemstone. Okay, gemstones do work, but I'm just picking on this. Wear this gemstone, and it's going to fix XYZ. And for a lot of times, I would listen to this in the past. I didn't fully heartedly believe everything these spiritual leaders, teachers were explaining. I didn't go head over heels, but I'm like, oh, they have some truth to that. There is some truth. I was able to put in discernment into this stuff and not go head over heels into it. But I'm seeing right now, people are like going crazy. Like, you need to believe what I believe. This is like, if I go here, this is exactly what's going to happen. And then what's going to happen? There's always darkness. There's always darkness within the light. There's always some evil within the light. And you're not going to get away from it. And it doesn't matter if it's in religious aspect, if your daily living aspect, if it's in politicians, because right now we have all that stuff going on. It doesn't matter. There's always going to be dark within the light.
Inside
this
of
is
yourself.
Where you have to use. Yes, we need to tap in to discernment. This is huge right now. This is part of where the world is going. If we don't use our discernment, using judgment in an appropriate way, where it's going to pull in more fear. Fear is never going to go away, by the way. Okay, but it's going to pull in more fear, and we're going to go into more destruction mode on this earth. And I can guarantee most of you don't want to see that.
I'd like to share a phrase I heard years ago that I think is really encapsulates what you just described, not the destruction piece, but how to avoid destruction piece, which is the phrase was spiritual bypass. I was like, I'm a spiritual being, so I want to live in full love and light. I'm just going to go around everything that I don't like or don't agree with, or and for a moment forget about the outside world. We do this within ourselves.
Yeah.
And we go around it, and I'm just going to, and some, you could also call spiritual bypasses also, could be called denial.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's this thing about me that I do, I can't handle it, I don't like it. I'm so afraid of the darkness of it, if you will, that I'm just going to push it down and go around it and pretend like it doesn't exist.
Yep.
To spiritual bypass. And the thing is that it works temporarily, you know, but it has consequences to it too.
It does. Wow. And as you're saying that, I can just feel inside my body when I would, back in the day, I drank a lot of Mountain Dew. Like, it's fine. It's fine. Like, my body can tolerate the Mountain Dew. It's totally fine. So it gets to the point where it's like, no, it's not fine. And I'm now in crisis mode. And everything in my life, everything around me is just going to crap. And I'm in so much physical pain. Like, oh, but if I kept taking on something that I knew, discernment-wise, judgment-wise, all that stuff internally, I knew that that was bad for me. Nobody had to tell me it was bad, but I could feel it inside. It just kept, it's fine. Like, wow. I never thought of that as spiritual bypass, but that, like, correlates with many things that people do on the physical level.
It does. And I know, it's a big wow. It's a big, oh, ha.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. It made me laugh about it. I love it. Okay. So, we want to keep these short and sweet. This was a lot for everyone to think about today. I don't want you to leave discouraged with the message at all. Because I could feel almost, whoa, this is some heaviness today, but it's not. It's about you need to hear the truth. Sometimes the truth is kind of heavy. It's not all love and light. And it is okay to actually listen to yourself. It's okay to stand up for yourself. It is okay to use your discernment, whether it doesn't matter, good or bad, you start using discernment.
And just to quickly revisit OHA, which some listeners may not know what we're talking about there. Really, it's like the O is observing. You're looking at something. So you're looking at it. And all of a sudden you go, it's like it shifts in you. It's what has also been called an aha moment. You had a moment, Kim, with Mountain Dew, right?
Yeah.
You had a aha moment. Oh, hi.
It did.
This does have an effect on me. You know, and perhaps temporarily you harshly judged yourself for that. I don't know. You would have to say.
Right.
Most people, when we have an aha, we have like that blissful kind of wow, wow, wow moment. And then all of a sudden we kick into this self-judgment. Why did I do that? What was wrong with me? What did I? Okay. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about aha. We're like, just be fascinated by the realization that you see Mountain Dew is not good for you now. Skip that judgment and go to discernment.
Exactly.
A lot of words to describe OHA, OHA, or just stick today and go, OHA, and see what comes, because it'll probably lighten the mood a little bit. It'll make the heavier energies more accessible, meaning they won't feel so big.
Yep. So so that's fun to leave on. So today, when you have those moments where you're just like feeling stuck or you have to make a decision or anything like that, you're going to be like, sit and start saying it. The energy will flow.
It moves the energy every time. It's like this magic little thing, and I don't usually find little magic things. We've been playing with this now, Kim, for like a week, I think it's been.
Yes.
Roughly. And every single time when you said it, too, it just makes me giggle.
Yeah.
And I was feeling, too, the pretty heavy, intensive energy that seems to be in the air. And as soon as you say, OHA, what it does really is like it doesn't change the energy. It doesn't change anything outside of it changes our own perception of it, our own interpretation of it, or whatever you might want to call it. And it makes us more able to be with it. We're not in agreement with it. We're not growing it. We're not storing it. We're not doing anything. We're just being with it. Oh, ha! Look at that.
Awesome. And we just act like a childlike energy out of it. Oh my gosh. We can go on all day with this.
Exactly. To practice it all day. Let's go on all day with it on our own, though.
I would love to hear people on the street, like Sunday we're walking, all of a sudden somebody's like, OHA. And we're, oh, that's us. Oh, we started that movement. Wouldn't that be super cool?
That would be fantastic. Great intention. I love that.
Okay.
All right.
On to the next.
Have a wonderful day, everyone. Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Kim.